Here's a question, Richard, about Antichrist. You've put out a lot of material on your website and books about the identity of the Roman papacy with Antichrist. And that was indeed a view expressed by nearly unanimously by Christian pastors over the centuries, up until about 100 years ago. Today, you've got some prominent evangelicals who collaborate with the Roman Antichrist. How do you explain this?
Because they do not know that the Church of Rome is the Antichrist. They have no idea in their head that this is so. And so we should really deal with this. I deal with this on our webpage, brianbeacon.org. You see that on your screen. But it's they don't see it. They're blind to it. Before all the great from the time of the Reformation on, I give name after name of every single one of the great professors of the true biblical faith, and how they, each one, up to people like Spurgeon, all knew that Rome was the Antichrist. And so today we've got to see that that is so. When we see that it does what the Antichrist says it will do, it takes and twists and makes look like it was true. What is the truth? And so, for example, accept Jesus into your heart, they would say in these churches. And that is upside down. It should be the other way around. 42 times in Ephesians 1 and 2, it says you are accepted in the beloved, in him whom we have life, in him whom we are accepted. Accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1, 6. It's the other way around. So they get the truth and they twist it. There it's literally upside down, because we have to be accepted in him. As it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8, accepted in the beloved. Are you accepted in the beloved? Are you conscious that you've been born again? Have you got a joy unspeakable and full of glory? When you're born again, you cry out like a young baby from the womb. And when it begins to get life and begins to be able to push around the kitchen and pull things down and all things that young children do as they're growing up, and it begins to speak, it'll begin to speak, Mama and Papa, do you know your Papa, your Abba Father? And there'll be a joy. As Christ said, you must be born again. Have you been born again? Are you conscious that you have new life? Are you filled with that joy unspeakable and full of glory that the scripture speaks about as you're born again? And that is so important, but you must know who the Antichrist is, who's the one who twists these things. It twists it. It says you've got to accept Jesus into your heart. And then you've got to sing melodies to him, and they get all sort of rock beat music, and they say, well, the louder the noise and the better it sounds and the more it pleases you, the more it'll please God. That's not the way it is. All these ways are the ways of the Antichrist. And so they have a drum man beating the drums, and there's another playing all these loud electrical guitars, thinking that they're pleasing God. That's what the Antichrist does. It's symbolic. It's symbolic of what's going on in your soul as you do not know him. There's no real joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's no peace with God. a peace that the world cannot give. The Lord Jesus said, these are exact words after the resurrection. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, a peace that the world cannot give, that is my gift to you. Christ's gift is deep inner peace, his resurrection gift. Do you have that gift? If not, cry out for it and the grace to accept it, and he will give it to you. The Antichrist says it's by accepting Jesus into your heart, as I said earlier, and all this rock music to please him. None of it works, and you know you're just where the Antichrist would want you to be, twisting and turning and never coming to the truth. And so we have dealt with a really important topic, and I ask that you read all the names on my webpage, as I give name after name of historical characters in the past and at the present day, people who, historical names of evangelicals who do not go the way of all flesh, but know the true Antichrist. And you will be filled with a joy and a peace in your heart as you come to know the Lord. I finish with a prayer to our Father in heaven. Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for being with us and making this program. And we pray now for the listener, especially, as we come to salvation and come to a realization of who Christ is. And that when he knows Christ and is truly born again and has a joy unspeakable and full of glory, he will then truly know the Antichrist, because he will be in Christ himself, legally credited with Christ Jesus' righteousness and legally fully enjoying even a foretaste of heaven as he lives the Christian life. And so, Father, we thank you for all these things. And we give you the thanks, the praise, the worship, and the honor. In Jesus' glorious name, amen and amen. Praise God.